You are listening to the eReal Estate Coach Podcast, featuring RealTrends top 500 broker, Jim Remley. On this show, we interview interesting people in the real estate industry to help agents, broker owners, and team leaders accelerate their performance.
Hey guys, super excited. We've got a very, very special guest today on the podcast, Mr. Jeff Fitzer. Jeff, I've had the pleasure of being on his amazingly successful podcast a couple of times. And I'm going to give you Jeff's quick rundown. He's got a huge bunch of accolades, but he is, first of all, he's a mortgage lender and real estate leader, but really high level. He's co-founded several platforms, including one of the ones you probably know well, LabCode Agents, but also including Drunk on Social, Business Video School, Real Estate Mastery Pros. All of them have a unique, high-level, much-needed education training element, a lot of innovation, a lot of specialized skills. His passions are in definitely the social arena, but he's done a lot of things to help people move up their business. So, Jeff, thank you so much for being on the program.
Dude, thanks for having me. It's a role reversal for us, man. I've always interviewing you. So
let's talk about your ability to, I think, and one of your specializations is building communities. So you built this amazing community online, several of them actually. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm sure, a big part of your business strategy now. And I mean, my feeling is agents need to be have that kind of same mindset as if you build a community, that community will feed you forever. It's just how you build and nurture that community. How do you walk agents through that kind of mindset and that process?
It's a great question. And that kind of goes back to my story, which from that lending foundation, right? I was trying to figure out, actually the story is, I'll just give you the story. Sure. It was back in 2016. So at that time it was really only Facebook, right? And we had switched companies. So I was 100% mortgage. None of this other stuff was going on. It wasn't even a twinkle in my eye at that point. That's how things have happened.
Sure.
And we had switched companies. We were leaving the company with the number one market share in my city, which is St. Louis, and going to a company that was going to be new, bigger company nationwide, but new to my market. And so I was thinking to myself, how am I going to introduce this new name to my market? How am I going to differentiate from who was my peers that are now my competitors? And how am I going to do this? Like what's going to make me stand out? And this is right about the time Facebook Live was becoming a thing. And there was a local agent who's no longer even in the business. But he was doing these things called coffee talks. And, again, mind you, Facebook Live was brand new. So nobody knew what to do with it. And I just was like, this is interesting. I feel like this is the future. Yeah. I'm going to jump on this. And so one thing led to another. I started doing videos and I was talking about mortgage and stuff. And it didn't take long for me to bore myself. And it was working at the time because I was new to it. Nobody was doing it. So people were paying attention,
right?
But it didn't take me long to figure out how boring this was. And then I just started to lean into more authentic topics. Like the turning point for me on that topic was my daughter, who's 20 now, was 13 then. She was making slime and selling it on Etsy. And she was my little entrepreneurial kid. And I was like, you know what, Isabel, why don't we go live on Facebook, actually make slime, and then peddle your Etsy link, nice. Like just for fun. Yeah. And which was great because it, that's stuff to do with your kids that you're entering their realm, right?
Yeah.
And that video performed so well, not in a viral perspective, but in a engagement perspective, just hundreds of comments of people just relating to it. And they're going through the same thing with their kids. And it just was that light bulb moment. Like, damn, like, what am I doing? This is it. Like just document my life and start sharing that kind of stuff. And then I just started going deeper on it. And I realized over time that it's all about bringing value to your target audience. And we think as real estate agents that value is how I do real estate.
Right.
But we have to stop and remind ourselves that this platform that we're using to market ourselves is still a social outlet. Mm-hmm. It never has changed to business unless you want to run ads.
Right.
And it never changed. And for some reason, we thought as an industry that we was a good idea to take pictures at closing and post them and do Monday market updates and share every single new listing and under contract as if people care.
Right.
And the truth is they don't. Like, our industry cares, but our audience doesn't care. And for me, Jim, it was my phone started to ring 6-7 years ago with agents saying, "Hey, Jeff, you're the video expert. Can you help me with?"
Yeah.
And it was like, at first I was like, "I'm not a video expert by any means." And then I was like, "Oh, I am, because I'm doing it and you're not." And then I started to recognize. So I kind of just like, it fed me. I was like, "Oh, I got to keep being the expert."
Right.
And then I started just really studying it. And as I was doing that, I was like, wow, brokers don't offer this. This is a missing link. And then I got deeper and I'm like, brokers are afraid of video too. Brokers don't understand the value of video and social. And then so it just fed me and I just kept going. The point is, I finally cracked the code. And, you know, as I always joke on stages and anytime I'm talking to agents, it's like, the only time I get invited into a real estate room traditionally, historically, is if I have my credit card in my hand, right? I'm paying for something, right? That's just the reality.
Yeah, true.
And so now I tell people, literally, when I'm on a stage, I don't do this as much anymore because I'm so far removed from mortgage. But when I was newer to this, I was like, I'm the mortgage guy that's in some cases getting paid to be here. I got invited to be here on this stage to teach you something, and I'm not paying anything. I got asked to be here. If I can figure out how to crack that code, certainly I can teach you how to penetrate an audience. And so that's kind of just where it went from there. And it's like really understanding what value means. And I think most of us don't really get that. They don't understand what value is.
What you're saying, really interesting to me, is that we always try to, you know, it's almost like you're force feeding somebody on the other side what a lot of agents are doing. And like you're saying, they really don't care what we're trying to feed them. So they're kind of like a kid trying to avoid it almost, and you get low engagement. So what when you say, and you're being authentic, and you kind of stumbled your way into this idea of, hey, I got to figure out what the audience wants for me, not what I want to feed the audience. What does that look like to you? How do agents determine that? Is that just them being authentic to what they're passionate about, their own interests? Or is it, you know, asking the client like, hey, what do you guys want to see from me? Or is it both?
There's several ways you can skin this cat, so to speak. And so there's a couple of ways. You know, number one, again, understanding that social is social. And why is my target audience there? Why is my neighbor, who's a prospective, you know, customer at some point, why did they roll over in the morning, pick up their phone and go straight to Facebook or Instagram or TikTok? Why did they sit down on the couch at night and do it? Why are they sitting on the toilet and doing it? What are they looking for?
Yeah.
And the answer is, it's not real estate. It's typically mindless entertainment. It's some version of just killing time. And it is today's sitcom. We don't watch Seinfelds anymore.
Right.
We watch TikTok, we watch Instagram Reels, and we watch YouTube. And so then getting kind of a little bit deeper into that. So what then gets them to stop their thumb? What shows up on their feed? And so we get confused as real estate, because when we open up social, what do we see? Well, the algorithm is really freaking smart. It knows what we do for a living. So it shows us real estate. So we just assume that's what everybody sees. It's not the case. You know, my neighbor has a French bulldog. I guarantee every one out of three posts is a Frenchie for them. You know, another neighbor plays pickleball. I guarantee one out of three posts is pickleball, a golfer, tomato, you know, a gardener, somebody who is avid in the kitchen, somebody who's a traveler. Like, that's what they're seeing. And so I think the easiest strategy, and this was the strategy that I leaned into from the very beginning, was like, just document and just start sharing the things that are you. Because for me, Jim, I was following guys like Gary Vee. And Gary Vee 6-7 years ago was saying post 7 times a day. And I was like, I don't know how to do once a day. and then I quickly just realized, like, it's like, in order to come up with the creativity, the ideas, et cetera, it's easier just to document what I'm already doing. I'm already playing golf as often as possible. I'm already raising kids and have pets and travel and do the things that I do, fitness and run and eat healthy. So I'm just going to start documenting that. I just throw shit up against a wall and I saw what stuck. That's basically what I did. And so that's I would say the easiest way that we're overthinking, because we're thinking to ourselves, does my audience even care?
Right.
And my response to that is test it. Go post once a day about real estate and once a day, and then share what you're eating for breakfast every day and see which performs better. I already know what's going to perform better.
Right. Right.
And so it's like, we're just overthinking this stuff. And so it's like, if you lean into those things, those various things that define you as a human, you're going to create pockets of raving fans, AKA people that find commonality with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you sprinkle in that real estate stuff. They're not going to engage it, still not going to engage it, but they're going to see it because right. You still have to understand the science behind social, which is if you don't hack their algorithm, it's never going to show up. So, you know, like it's whenever I do an assessment, and most real estate agents that reach out to me and I do an assessment of them and I go through their social, it's like 90% real estate, if not 100%. And it's like one like, two likes, four likes, zero likes, one like. And it's like, you realize this is a complete waste of your time. Mm-hmm. Like you are like basically putting up a billboard that is 95% blacked out.
Right. Wow.
And so it's like, it's a waste of your time. And so if you don't understand that you have to hack the algorithm first, you have to get their engagement first, because it's really simple. The science is simple. If I post if Jim and I have something in common, you engage my post and say, that was really great.
Yep.
The algorithm sees, oh, there must be something, and these guys must like each other.
Right.
So the next post that Jeff puts out, I'm going to make sure it shows up on Jim's feed.
Got it. Yeah.
Simple as that. And right. And so you got to figure out, how do you penetrate that feed?
So it's really interesting. So I mean, what I'm hearing you say is the community is built through you just being you and just showing up in people's feed, however that's done.
Yep.
And then the real estate sprinkled on top, and then that will hopefully start to seep through and penetrate, because it's going to show up on their feed. But I think everybody does it in reverse. They're thinking that if they put the real estate out, it will attract an audience, which it almost never will. Right.
It's already been done. Like the people that went viral on real estate are unicorns and will remain unicorns. It's never going to change.
Right.
You know, the Ryan Serhants of the world, he got lucky. Yeah. Right time, right place. And he was on a show. I mean, that may be a bad example, but you know what I mean? It's those are the people. But yeah, you can't. It's not possible anymore. Literally impossible, unless you're going to do something really, really off the wall, like, you know, show homes in a bikini, maybe.
Stuff,
but yeah. But even that's yeah. You know, that's off the wall. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, just in terms of, because I know people that, you know, agents are super driven by metrics, and they want to, like, how can I measure this? What should I be measuring? And I hear this all the time. Should I be measuring myself by my growth of my audiences, by number of followers or engagement, both? What is your take on all that?
Well, you know, since you asked that question, because it's a great point. Yet our industry, how do we market ourselves primarily?
Yeah.
Billboards, newspaper ads, print marketing, that we mailers, farming neighborhoods, you know, maybe TV and radio, things like that.
Yeah.
Very hard to measure.
Right.
Very hard to measure, and very narrow audiences. You have to drive down a certain road to see the billboard. You have to have beyond the right channel at the right time. You have to take care what's in your mail. And yet we do that without even thinking about it, because it's the way we've always done it. You do it for market awareness, brand awareness. We know why you do it, but it's very hard to track that metric, right? Leads, you can track that metric, right? Because it's like, how many did I have to call before I could convert? And most people give up on that because it's hard.
Yep.
And so to answer your question, is the thing that you're completely not recognizing, that most people aren't recognizing when it comes to social, is that it's an exponential reach. Mm-hmm. You're reaching them where they want to be met. They chose to open up these apps. You can display authenticity unlike any of the previous mediums that I've mentioned. And in other words, you can really create parasocial relationships with them, make them feel connected to you, get to know you without even knowing them. And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't necessarily advocate for anybody to stop everything that you're doing today and just go all in on social. No, I'm saying take it serious. Build in an hour of prospecting a day, whatever that means. Does that mean going out and connecting with people and commenting on their posts, hacking the algorithm that way? Does it mean creating content for an hour a day? What does it mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
But build that into your cadence, your repetition, your muscle memory. And as you practice, like anything, you're going to get better at it. You're going to get more efficient at it. You're going to be able to create more with it. You're going to be able to spread that seed further and wider. And before you know it, it's going to start attracting attention and engagement and opportunities. And you're going to be able to vacate all the things that you hate doing, because we all hate cold calling. We all hate door knocking. We all hate all of those, you know, all the antiquated ways that we've always done that still work.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of social is Jim, is that when you start building a social brand, and you know how this is, like if you're sitting at home with your wife and you're talking about a certain product that you want for Christmas or something, maybe you're a hunter and you're talking about the newest gun or something. Now you open up your internet and guess what ad pops up?
Purse. Yeah.
Your wife's talking about a purse. Guess what pops up?
Yep.
Well, the same thing happens with us as humans as well, with social. Like, it's all listening to us. And so when you're prospecting in the traditional sense and you're door knocking or you're cold calling, or, you know, you're out at networking events and you're having a conversation with somebody, and then that person goes home that night and they're scrolling Instagram and they're like, I just met that guy. Like, how did that happen? Oh, shocking how that happened.
Yeah.
But in other words, it really works well together.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's, there's no better way to win attention.
So let me ask you this. So you started on Facebook. I'm assuming you're still there. I know you're still there because I see your stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you now, obviously you're still on Facebook, but are you leaning more into other platforms?
Yeah, Facebook is only, the only reason why I'm on Facebook is because Instagram connects to it. I actually originate all of my content on Instagram and then it automatically posts over to Facebook.
Got it.
My time on Facebook is spent checking notifications and checking on my groups and maybe posting in groups. That's it. I spend no time on my personal feed anymore other than posting from Instagram. Now, my goals and audience is a little bit different than maybe in real estate agents. So they need to live in their pages and their personal pages. The reason why I advocate and tell people, if somebody asks me, where should I start? What should be my foundational platform? The answer is Instagram. And here's why. It's not the most advanced platform. That's TikTok. Yeah. But the reason why Instagram is better than Facebook is because Instagram is a copycat of TikTok. So it has all the tools, the buttons. You can do green screen without having a green screen. You can do remixes and you have all these different effects that you can use. So therefore, it's going to take your content up another notch. Like, you're going to be a better creator as a result. So then that content that you're creating is going to flow over to Facebook and you're going to stand above because you're doing it at a little bit better level. And so, and you know, you're just killing two birds with one stone. It's efficiency.
Yeah.
So I would recommend Facebook being the cornerstone. And then once you build that cadence, that muscle memory, and you've got it down, then you start to spread it. And the same content can be posted across all of these different platforms. And you just never know. I mean, my story with TikTok, for example, it's pretty incredible, and the story keeps going. And I'm happy to tell that story as well.
Yeah, love to hear it.
Yeah, it's very real estate centric.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, long form versus short form, just quickly. You know, obviously when you're doing like an Instagram reel or TikTok, it's a minute generally. What's your take on that? Because you do a lot of long form stuff too.
Yeah. I've earned the right to. Generally speaking, the shorter the better.
Yeah.
So I would try to get sub 60 seconds on pretty much everything that you do. Mm-hmm. My strategy has changed slightly because, like, for example, on TikTok, I'm in the creator fund. So I monetize TikTok. You only make money if your video is only make money on videos that are a minute or longer, because they're trying to compete with YouTube. So I used to intentionally try to get my videos under 60. Yeah. Now I'm intentionally getting them over 60. So that's a reversal, but that's different. Yeah. Generally speaking, I'd shoot for 30 to 60 seconds as often as possible. And, you know, when you're talking about real estate, you know, for example, let me use a listing video, which is the best form of real estate video anybody can do. You go out, you acquire some editing skills, you do the general walkthrough, right? You put it to some trending music, you maybe add some text overlay, and you get those down to 60 seconds. But in addition to that video, you then take feature videos and you maybe feature the kitchen and it's a 10 second video. And then you feature the master bathroom and that's a 10 second video. You feature the man cave, that's a 10 second video. And, you know, so it's all a part of the game of, because you're being rewarded for the percentage of watch time. Mm. So back to your question, the shorter, the better, because the greater the odds of somebody watching 100% of a video. So if somebody, if you have two videos, one's 60 seconds, one's 10 seconds, and they watch them both for 10 seconds, one they watched for 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Or 15%. The other they watched 100%. The algorithm says, oh, they must like that one more. You know, that's better performing. And so it's all just kind of a part of the game, but understanding how you can go out to a property and create 3 to 5 videos in one 30 to 60 minute visit, it's powerful, and just not enough people are doing it.
Yeah. So let's walk me through your TikTok story real quickly. Love to hear.
Yes. So that was just like anything else. So I'm on all the platforms, and I was an early adopter of TikTok. Actually, the funny story is TikTok really is probably the reason why I'm on the map, because I was in 2019 was standing on real estate stages telling people, because I was a video expert then, kind of a social savant a little bit, but was more video then. And I was telling people, you should really pay attention to this TikTok platform. Like, I'm watching it with my kids and it was only 15 second videos then. Wow. And so people didn't get it. And I was like, I see this being a really great teaser videos for your listing videos. And everybody said I was an idiot. Like, it's just kids, it's teenage girls, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, of course it's evolved into what it has. And I went from like overnight from idiot to genius.
Right.
And I mean that, like, some of the best video guys in real estate were the ones arguing with me, like, you're wrong, Fitzer, it's you, you're wrong. And then every single one of them, like, wow, you were right. And I was like, oh man, this is huge. Uh-huh. And now I got lucky too, but I was executing on TikTok just like everywhere else. I was throwing shit up against a wall to see what stuck. And over time, so I'm posting family stuff and, you know, fitness and video tips and social media news. And I also have a second home at the Lake of the Ozarks. And so I was creating content for that too. Yeah. And over time, that was my first viral video. Like, it was just a boating video and it got hundreds of thousands of views. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Yeah. Didn't think anything of it. Time goes on. And it was a year ago, August. And I had several videos in a row that popped, and they were all Ozarks. And I called Tristan, who's one of my business partners. And I'm like, dude, you kick me in the cojones if I ever post anything but Ozarks on my TikTok again. And he just laughed and he's like, dude, I know, I don't know why you haven't gone all in. And I'm like, I'm going all in. And so I completely shifted my channel. I changed the name of it to Lake of the Ozarks Lifestyle. I committed to posting once a day on my TikTok. So at least 365 videos in a year. And so I just batched a lot of stuff. Last August, I started doing this. It was mid-September of last year. I got my first lead. Somebody found me on Facebook, messaged me, said, hey, Jeff, you're the Lake of the Ozarks expert. We're looking at buying in the Ozarks. And they were from Colorado. This is in Missouri. And can you help me? And mind you, I hadn't said anything about real estate. I didn't claim to be in real estate. I just was an aggregator of local community stuff, right? And turned out it was two leads. The conversation went on and I had said, hey, can I, you know, want me to connect you to my realtor friends?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, but we want to hear from you. And it was just like that, like, holy crap. Like, I've only been doing this for a month and you think of me as an expert. I don't even live here full time. Like, that's the funny thing. And then, so that was just my fuel. And then since then, I've done a bunch, plenty of real estate listing videos that have produced leads. I've even sold homes as a result. And I'm still not a real estate agent, by the way. And I've gotten brand deals, which was never my expectation, but companies, I get tons of free products. People send me products, promote my products. Some people have paid me. I have brand deals with companies. And last spring, a broker from Kansas City, Missouri, which is, Ozarks is like equidistant from St. Louis and Kansas City. Sure. And I knew this guy just from events, from kind of like you, like from podcasts and stuff. He's like, hey, Fitzer, I've been watching your stuff. I'm expanding to the Ozarks and I'm starting a brokerage. And I wanted to know if you wanted to partner with me 50-50. And I was like, holy shit. And at the same time, I had had agents reaching out to me saying, will you come do my listing? Like, come do a video for me, because I know you'll get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And a couple of the agents had said, just ironically, hey, if you ever start a brokerage, like, I'd be really seriously interested in joining. And I didn't even have a conversation about it. I just think I joked with them and said, I should get into real estate. Uh-huh. And they said, yeah, if you did, I'd join you. And then it was right about this time that my partner, now my new partner, Tim, was like, hey, will you want to partner with me? And I'm like, funny you should ask. And, Yeah, so here we are, and yeah, it's
a story.
Crazy opportunity. Yeah, so now I'm all in. I'm doing a ton of stuff at the Ozarks, meeting more and more people. My wife and I have since committed to moving there full time. We have a blended family. Once our last blended child is out of high school, which is 3.5 years, we're moving there full time. And it's going to change our life. It's crazy.
Well, that's crazy. That's great. Yeah. Let me ask you a question though about leads, because you got some leads that came organically that like tracked you down. Didn't even talk about it, but when is it appropriate? Do you think it's wise because you've had a lot of other channels too, to just say, hey, I'm in real estate. I'd love to work with you, and be kind of blatant about it? Or is it better just to like not make that a thing and just like let them come to you?
So I'm actually wrestling with that now. And so first things first, and I think we alluded to this in the beginning, what I've learned is that, you know, if you build it, they will come. And if you jump into social and try to sell, you're going to talk to a brick wall. It's going to be a graveyard, right? Mm-hmm. But if you build the audience and you bring them value and they seek you for whatever it is you're bringing them, you give them tips on a golf swing, or, you know, you're the aggregator of local things going on in a community, then you earn the right to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
And so now I'm wrestling with this because I feel like I'm at a point that I can easily be blatantly, I can blatantly sell. I'm opening a brokerage. You want to buy and sell. And I probably will subtly. But I actually haven't formally done this yet, cause we just launched. And so I'm deciding, and Tim and I are talking about it, and I'm like, you know, I don't think I really want to go too hard in selling, because I feel like it'll really damage the integrity of why people are there.
Yeah.
So what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to do like a voicemail drop, and we're going to find, you know, communities, and I'm going to do, hey, it's Jeff with Lake of the Ozarks Lifestyle. If you already know who I am and follow me, thank you so much for following me. If you don't, make sure you check us out on social or on every channel, blah, blah, blah. And then go into a real estate spiel. But I kind of lead off with the quasi celebrity piece. Right. And it's either you already know me, so you're tickled that you're getting a voicemail because you see me on camera, or you have no idea who the hell I am, and now I just created intrigue and you're going to go follow me.
Yeah.
And then go in with the piece, which our tagline is a media company that sells real estate. And when you sell your house, do you want to sell your house with the agent that gets the most attention on your property?
Right.
And so, because I really firmly believe as our world evolves, especially with the younger generations, that's how they've grown up. And so those generations of humans are going to choose everything they do based upon a relationship that they have with somebody online. And so I feel like the better that we can do with garnering attention to real estate, the better it's going to make us look when we go sit down at listing presentations and we show these analytics that no other agent's going to be able to touch.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to win listings pure. I don't even think I would have to say anything more than here's the attention we're going to get.
Yeah.
Is any other agent going to get you that? Sold. Okay. Signing up right now.
And get a commission premium. I mean, obviously you can charge
also,
more, right?
Also. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So your time's valuable. I don't want to monopolize it, but I want to ask you one more question.
Yeah, fire away, man.
Because you also built groups. Obviously, Lab Code Agent is a great example. So how important is that for agents? I mean, you can obviously just kind of push content out, but you're also building groups on Facebook, for instance. So what's your recommendation around that?
I love groups. Facebook is still the best. That is the best place, really the only place to grow an online community. And there's actually a statistic out there that it's like 75% of social media users, which is like 4.6 billion people, say the most important group in their life is primarily online.
Wow.
That's a factual, that's data that I found online. And at first I said the same thing. I was like, wow, that's effed up. Yeah. That was my first thought. Right. And then I thought to myself, holy crap, that's a lot of opportunity, because you now have the ability to be like, you know, the cult leader of whatever it is they believe in and that you believe in together. And like, literally you can sell ice to an Eskimo, you know, when you get that status. And so to your point, Lab Code Agents is that unicorn. You're not going to duplicate that. There's been many groups that have tried. Nobody's had the success of lab coats because it was first.
Right.
And so, you know, good luck. Like that's impossible. I'll give you a great example. I did a physical challenge because fitness is one of my pillars of content. And it's just a life that I live. I live a healthy lifestyle and I work out and do things. I'm not a licensed trainer. I am not a dietitian, none of the above. I just practice and live it and throwing up my personal advice, not because I have any formal education. But in 2017, I was at a mastermind, real estate mastermind, where I met Jesse Itzler. And I just got lucky, ended up getting to spend some time with him because I asked a goofy question and he actually took me up on it. And we went for a walk the next morning and I got like 3 hours of one-on-one time with a big.
I love Jesse Itzler.
Really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I was talking to him. And at the time, this is when I was really getting into social. And I was like, I need to do something that's going to make me stand out. I sit in these rooms of millionaires and I feel like a peon. Like, what can I do to impress them? And I thought to myself, if I can do something that's physical, that's how I can get their attention. That's how I can impress people, because I'm not going to impress them with my business prowess. They're already successful.
Right.
And Jesse's like, it's funny you asked that. Cause I had my own ideas in my head and he's like, no, that's not good enough. And I'm a runner. And so he's like, what you should do, and I've tried to do this, is run the number of miles in a year that are the year. So in this case, it was November of 17. So he's like, basically, I want, you know, set a goal to run 2018 miles in 2018. Now, if you do that math, it averages out to a little over 6 miles a day, which is nuts, right? That's and crazy. So, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I just got challenged by a billionaire. And the first thing I did was, so I named it and I even had a logo created for it. And it was 2018 and 2018. And I created a Facebook group. Wow. And the Facebook group was going to be my way of documenting the journey.
Yeah.
And my own little personal accountability. I'm going to post every single run that I do. Maybe if I'm just taking a picture of the treadmill, sharing my Nike app, right? Yeah. But I'm going to document the journey. And I'm like, I don't know how many people are going to follow this. And it turned out to be about 250 people. So nothing crazy.
Yeah,
but it was 250 people that were super interested in my journey. Some of those people I inspired to lose weight. I inspired to get in shape. I grew a stronger bond with. By the end of the year, it got picked up by a local news station. And they said, we want to come out and do a news story on you for your last run when you hit the goal. Because I did it, which was, that's a story in and of itself, by the way. How to physically get there. Yeah. But it was kind of that moment where I just realized, like, this is like, it's not about virality. It's not about having a million followers. It's about having your pockets of really strong followers that are really engaged and interested in something that you might have in common with them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
wow.
I mean,
that's a great,
that's an example of a very basic Facebook group that anybody could create. And I mean, I'll give you another example real quick I just had a call with one of my loan officers the other day, and she teamed up with the real estate partner and they have this mom's group. Mom's groups are nothing new.
Yeah.
They just started it in like the last 6 months. They're approaching 11,000 people in this group. And this is local to St. Louis. And it's all about females meeting other females. It's only women in the group. They let me in for a day just so I could assess their group and give them some advice. And I'm like, kick me back out because I don't want to ruin the integrity of the group. And frankly, I don't want to see these posts. And they reached out and I was like, girls, you have gold. Like, this is gold. And they're already getting offers like, hey, come out and document our event and you'll be VIP and get this free and that free. And they're like, and they were talking about how they can monetize it. And I said, first of all, you're not going to have any problems doing that. And you're going to be able to sell advertising in the whole bit. But I'm like, you're an agent, you're a lender. Like, you guys need to start strategizing on how you're going to market without really marketing.
Yeah.
And so we really talked about that. But I'm like, if you build it, then they will come. You did the hard part. The hard part's putting 10,000 people in a quote unquote room.
Yeah.
The selling will come easy. You just got to be very creative and not in their face about it. And yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of opportunity.
I love those stories. That's amazing. Jeff, man, you just loaded up all kinds of great ideas. I know everybody's going to be like, oh my gosh, right now notes. Really, really good stuff. Thank you, Jeff, so much for your time today. If people want to reach out and just learn more about you, what you're doing, all your stuff you got going on, what should they do?
Yeah. Take a wild guess. Find me on social. Truthfully, send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Those are two of the best DM platforms. I engage everyone and connect with everyone. So shoot me a DM. I have a newsletter. I have an email newsletter, which I can give you that link and maybe you put it in show notes. And that newsletter is an aggregation of my three best value-based posts from the previous week. Cause I had a lot of people always asking me, hey, how do I do this? And I'm like, didn't you see my video? And they're like, no, I must've missed that, you know, because I post a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start aggregating my three most value-based posts for real estate agents and sending out an email weekly. And I give a few social media tips. I sell nothing. It's just free stuff. So happy to share that link with you. So if anybody wants to join that, and otherwise, yeah, find me on social, connect with me, and I promise you I'll respond.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being a part of the program today. Guys, make sure you like it and follow us, please. Thank you so much.
If you liked this program, please subscribe and leave a review. And if you would like to explore our coaching platform, please check out www.erealestatecoach.com for 2 free weeks of coaching. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the eRealEstate Coach Podcast.